Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, thank you very much for your patience. No, gotta put my microphone on. Okay.
So I'm running a little bit late. I'm starting the recording of this week's Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour, folks. But I wanted to let you guys know that I did not forget about you over recording this, because tonight I got two hot topics for you guys. One is on the issue, was the raid on Trump's home a bad or a great thing? And the other one is about, as you heard about the news, that IRS is going to hire 87,000 agents that the Senate approved, U.S. Senate, and how is that going to affect you guys? So we have a little fun with this stuff, folks, because, you know, I tell you, it's well, these are very major topics, very important ones, and understanding them will affect your life in a big way, because these things are happening. Are extremely important to understand, because some of it is just propaganda. Some of it is just, you know, out of taken out of context. You want to understand really what these things really mean, what they're talking about. Okay, now let's see. I'm going to do the Trump raid issue first. And I'm going to try to keep this to under 10 minutes, folks. And I may have to redo it, but probably not. Probably not have to do that. So let's see. Oh, yeah, there we go. I like it. You guys going to have fun watching this stuff, because yep. I'm ready right now, or I'll let you guys wait another minute. Okay. Let's start momentarily, folks. Let's go. Is the focus? I think the focus is a little bit off. Can you guys check it? The resolution is a little bit off, it seems. Yeah, could you move it a little bit back and forth? The resolution to see if it gets better or worse. No, how about you help it? Go back. That's not good. There we go. There it is. That's good. Oh, it went off a little bit. You almost had it perfect at one point. Here we go. Very touchy, huh? You got to work on this. Okay. All right. Let's start up. I'm going to do 8-minute one, so then I can do a 1-minute one, okay? On the Trump. Yes. Yes, my clock is zeroed out. Yes. Was the raid on Donald Trump's home in Florida on August 8, 2022 a terrible thing, a bad thing, or a great thing? I will answer that question for you in this presentation. I am Peyman Motahede, president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996 at livefreenow.org. Folks, if you have not seen the news, well, you should know it came out. The FBI seized about a dozen boxes in a raid in Trump home in Florida, okay? So So you can, of course, read more about it all over the news. I don't have to tell you anything about this more. Now, the fact of the matter is, folks, it's not a good thing to raid anybody's home, unless he's a really dangerous person, in particular, the President of the United States. So in that way, it is bad, because it's terrible to do this thing. But you know what? It's actually a great thing, because it exposes the criminality of the United States government, FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the IRS, U.S. Department of Injustice, the head of all these criminals in D.C. It exposes them. They open their hands on what a criminal out of control these Washington, D.C. swamp creatures are at the top. The average agent just takes orders. Do as he's told to do. So on this topic, I got more for you folks, because I've been talking about this for a long time at Freedom Law School. Look at this, folks. On our YouTube channel, you see this presentation came out October 25th, 2006. On September 10th, 2001, folks. Yes, just a day before 9/11, Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense of War, says that $2.3 trillion is missing from the Pentagon. It's missing. Not that it's misplaced, actually just simply missing. They can't even find it. There it is. This was on CBS News reported. This is out of control. Now, way back, this is late 1990s money. From today's money, 2022, this would be over $5 trillion with a T. They don't know where it went down the federal rat holes. That's how much your tax dollars are being criminally wasted. Now, I cover in another video I did January 10, 2021 called Are Your Federal Income Tax Dollars Being Used to Commit Criminal Acts and Their Cover-Up? I did a short and a long version on this, okay? And I cover many things here. Here, this is a former Los Angeles police officer saying that CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, was involved in drug trafficking in L.A., and they busted them up, okay? And then held the police in L.A., released them, okay, because they're a bunch of criminals at the top. There's more you see in this video. You got to watch these videos on by reference. I'm in. Incorporate them into this video. You ought to watch it for yourself. Here's another part of that video, our mass surveillance program that was exposed by Edward Snowden by National Security Agency, NSA, Court of Appeal in September 2020 said it was completely illegal. Yep, they're spying on you folks completely illegally, and nobody would have known about it except Snowden. You know, this former contractor with the, you know, CIA, NSA exposed all that. You know, now he's on the run for exposing their criminality, right? Here it is in this video, Malin Albright. This is a source video that she justified that the Iraq war, okay, 500,000 Iraqi children died, and she said it was worth it. Yes, with your money, your hard work dollars, folks. You work hard every day, pay these criminals to murder innocent children. Yep. Here's another one, folks. I covered in this videos how Obama administration killed a 16-year-old American and didn't say anything about it. Just with the drone assassination from the sky, you dead. No trial, no jury, no appeal, you dead. I say so. I'm King Obama. Yes, it's all facts. I'm not making it up. Watch it on our videos. Now, Tucker Carlson covered up in this video, that's July 14, 2022 on YouTube, that the curious case of Ray Epps and January 6th committee. Yep. And I covered more specifically here is Rumble video, why defund the federal government, okay? Yep. And here I cover this Ray Epps character. Yes, this guy is telling people, you see it in there. Tomorrow we're gonna go into the Capitol. Next day he says, hey, folks, the Capitol is this way. He's telling people that. And he was on the billboard of the FBI first as someone they want to get, but they removed his picture because he was one of them. They can't get their own guy. People are languishing in prison, misdemeanor, minor trespass in the U.S. Capitol. And Ray Epps, who told people, we're going to go into the Capitol, he's running free, and FBI is not interested. Why? Because FBI, agents like Ray Epps, were involved instigating the January 6th events so they could, it was a setup job, to set us up so they can tell us, you shut up. You don't go against us. You do as we tell you. Just like a banana republic, a communist country. If you stand up, we'll just slap you over the head. Shut up and do as we tell you. He's scared. That's why Tom Brady is no different. They're trying to tell you that if we can get Trump, former president, we can get you, every single one of you. That's what they're trying to say. I'm just going to shoot back in their faces. So check out this video, folks, in more detail for yourself. Folks, what's going on in the Democrat Party, folks, is practically the Communist Party of USA. He is a black man, Alan Weston, congressman, says that about 78 to 81 House Democrats are members of the Communist Party. It is called the Congressional Progressive Caucus, okay? And folks, it is true that it's time to prosecute rogue prosecutors and FBI agents, this guy says, Donald Whitaker. And this is not the first time it's happened. Malcolm X family is suing the government because they believe they have documentation proving that FBI and New York Police Department were involved in the assassination of Malcolm X. That's CBS reporting it. And Martin Luther King, documentary exposes how the FBI tried to destroy MLK with wiretaps, blackmail. But folks, these guys were killed. John F. Kennedy, folks, many of you know, was murdered also by the same criminals. Bottom line is, people are waking up, folks, and it's time. All of you stop voluntarily supporting the criminal Washington, D.C. swamp. Yes, you have been duped for decades to voluntarily believe that the federal tax laws, Internal Revenue Code, requires you to file and pay your fair share. It doesn't go to fund for police, roads, schools, all that's paid by local state sales tax, state income tax, property taxes, not by the federal government. So it's all going to rat hole waste and criminality. So let's stop doing the crazy thing we're duped into doing, right? So what you want to do is to take these seven steps to live free now of our deception and robbery at livefreenow.org. Folks, go there to livefreenow.org. Another website is defundfedgov.org. Defundfedgov.org. And list defunding the Washington, D.C. swamp to return freedom and prosperity to you, your family, and America. I love you all. Folks, this was no accident. You were meant to get involved with all this. Let's restore freedom in America now. I think I ended just before 10 minutes, right? I think so. So you got to make sure to cut the 2 seconds out of it, guys, okay? Oh, you got to be kidding me. I forgot about that 20 seconds. We can skip the intro this time, I guess. You know, we got to keep it under 10 minutes. Folks, we got to keep it short because, but I guess Rumble's not like that. Rung and Rothkin don't care. No, you know. Folks, what's going on is that, you know, we're moving away from YouTube, okay? YouTube censors heavily, as you all know. So that's why we're sending it to all these alternative platforms. And we're going to help build these alternative platforms. We're at now Rothkin, Rumble, and where else are we right now, guys? Facebook's still good. Okay. So we're not Rofkin right now, but Rumble right now. Anyhow, so we're going to build on these alternate platforms because, you know, I want to be able to tell you everything without being stricken or censored. You know, we're just going to put our videos. I like the playlists on YouTube. They are nice playlists. Hopefully other places will, like Rumble, have nice playlists coming. We're going to go more and more on these places. Now I'm going to go to the IRS hiring 87,000 agents issue. And this one should be short, under 10 minutes as well. And then I'm going to come back, answer your questions. Then at the end, folks, guys, remind me at the end we're going to do the short ones, under 60-second ones, short ones. We're going to put these on TikTok, Instagram, anywhere, it's very short ones. Get people interested in these little bit longer videos that give them more, okay, give people more meat, okay? All right, let's see now. All right, let's see. And ready to go, guys, with the 87,000. No, we're going to do a long one because I don't want – what's going to happen, folks, is I want to give you guys a longer presentation because the very short ones I have to redo several times. Under a minute, they're just commercial, you know, really. So I don't want to keep you guys waiting. I want you to be able to get your questions answered. As not many of you will have questions to ask about these topics and other questions. So hang in there. You will have a chance to ask questions about these and other topics after I do this under 10-minute presentation on the IRS hiring bunch of new agents that the news media is telling us about. Okay? So with that, let's go here. And let's get started. I'm sorry, yes, I'm ready to go, yes. You know, I forgot to bring the book. I should have done this book even last time. One of my favorite book cover, The Federal Mafia by Urban Schiff, right? You have a good spot here for it so people can read the cover as well as see me, right? Okay, let's do that. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will answer the question many of you have that the news media is telling us in August 2022 that the U.S. Senate passed a bill which includes provisions for hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. How will that affect you as a free American? I'm going to cover that topic in this short presentation. First of all, let's go to this Time magazine. Yes, the communist Time magazine. Folks, I get the truth from whatever source, left or right, that's accurate. This article actually does a nice job, okay? These are allies of the IRS, and their stuff actually is very exposed in the IRS. Yes. Now, they say correctly that Trump allies are attacking Biden for a plan to hire 87,000 new IRS agents that doesn't exist. Well, that's not exactly so, but there's some facts in there, okay, that are worth mentioning. Let's go to the first part of these facts. Oh, here we go. Let me get it down. Okay. Here we go. Guys, I have to redo this one. I don't know what happened to my presentation. Sorry, we have to redo this one. Something happened to my slides that I had. The highlighted parts went away. Don't know why. Let me fix this, folks. And I apologize for that. I have to do this part So what I do, folks, I have the most relevant parts of these articles in advance highlighted for you, okay? So that way I can just go from key part to key part, okay? Okay, here we go. That's that part. This part is there. Okay. All right. Here we go. We got this one right there. Part one, part two, part three, and all this stuff laid out in advance for you guys. So it'll be boom, boom, boom. Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go. Okay. I tell you, all the stuff they're saying here, I actually, you know, in my presentation, I cover what Time says in more detail. So I'm not pro this communist publications, but they're giving you a glimpse of the truth. This will not take that long, as much as you might think. Here we go. Let's see. Yep. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Okay. Cool. We're ready to start again. Yes, time is zeroed out. Yes, thank you for reminding me. It's good to go. Mm-hmm. Sorry, folks, we have a roll call after 6 o'clock Eastern. Our phones go off, but somebody knew how to bypass it is calling. So we're going to take that call quickly outside and record this presentation just momentarily. Okay, here we go. Hello, my friend. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will cover the news that's been coming out over the last few days that Senate passed a bill which included money for IRS to hire 87,000 new agents to come after you. Is that true? Is that hype? And how will it affect you? I'm going to show it to you, this answer in this presentation. If you've not been to our website at livefreenow.org, you want to go there, livefreenow.org, for more answers to your freedom questions. Folks, this Time Magazine article, as much as I hate the Economist publication, is telling you the truth. From as allies are attacking Biden for a plan to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, that doesn't exist. Well, folks, they are hiring him, but there are some caveats to this story, okay? So let's go and read more about this article that came out August 9, 2022. Here's one of the first key things. Folks, the budget, you know, that this plan, that the Senate approved it, okay? If the House approves it, which they probably will, it includes $78 billion for the IRS. It'll be phased in over 10 years. That's right, phased in over 10 years. So over 10 years, the agency IRS will hire roughly 87,000 employees by 2031. So folks, that's actually only 8,700 employees per year. IRS has right now about 78,000 employees. 20 years ago, IRS had over 100,000 employees. The IRS is now at 78,000. They've lost over 20% of their people already. Okay, this is just helping them make up for that loss of people. And let's go to the next one now. And the more than half of IRS's current employees are eligible for retirement and are expected to leave agency within the next 5 years. Whoa! That's right. Half of the 78,000, about 40,000, are expected to be leaving within the next 5 years. So about 40,000 of these people, of the 87,000, are just replacing them. Yes, they're not new, because that's big deal that more than half the agency's employees are eligible for retirement right now. Yes. And, but the truth is, folks, the employee shortage only made it harder for the average Americans to reach IRS customer support, which has been inundated with requests far beyond the staff could handle. That is very true. Folks, IRS, actually, the advocate came out and said that the IRS answers only about 10% of the calls that are made to it. That's 90% of people are not getting their phones answered at all. That's terrible, right? It wasn't used to be like that. And on top of that, folks, look at this. As of last month, July 2022, the IRS backlog of tax returns, which has not been processed, included over 10 million unprocessed individual returns. Yes, folks, a lot of people have their refunds waiting for them, and they're not getting it. See, I did on this topic way back when it first came out, in October 16, 2021, when the proposal was made, came out. I covered this in this video called IRS Set to Get $80 billion Extra and 87,000 More Employees. How will this affect you? This 34 minutes video, you guys got to watch that. Okay, I'm not going to go over this right now because it's there. Take advantage of it, listen to it, and they'll answer a lot more of your questions. However, I'm going to highlight just a little bit, a couple of things in there, okay? And that is that I relied on this ProPublica, George Soros, okay, comments publication, friends of the IRS that complained about the IRS being, you know, being gutted, that an 8-year campaign to slash the IRS's budget has left it understaffed, hamstrung, and operating with archaic equipment. Yes, IRS computers go back to the 1960s, COBOL, assembly language, the oldest in government, and they cannot simply replace it without risking crashing the whole system. And guess what? It's so different than today's technology. They cannot update it, no matter how much money they throw at it, today's 2022 technology. Many times, IRS have tried that, and they failed. IT technicians come in, make it worse, and they leave. The next IT technicians come in, make it worse, and then they leave. The whole system is chaotic. 60 offices where they share files with each other by physically mailing paper, faxing paper, or hard disk to the other offices. Not three, not five, 60 offices are run this way. It's chaotic. You didn't know that until you watch the law school presentations like this one. I'm saying you should watch. And I cover here that this letter, this is the only place that has this. Okay? This letter from the IRS, Department of Treasury in 1998, that says that back in 1996, the IRS estimated there were 63 million Americans who have not filed a tax return. And to the IRS would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This is an estimate, folks. Yes. And you know, that's 26 years ago with the population increase. The number of non-filers is estimated to be about 80 million people. These are not people that made only 2,000 or 3,000. No, no, no. These are people IRS estimates had made below the minimum exempt amount and had a requirement to file. Brooks Iris, can I come after these people? Is there 63 million Americans in prison for not having filed tax returns? Oh. Is there 63 million Americans who have their bank account paycheck seized because they did not file a 1040 income tax confession trap form with the IRS? Of course not. Folks, the IRS is really mostly bluff. That's what you got to get, folks. That's why at our website on step three, okay, of our website, here it is. I'm going to go down the seven steps you got to take to live free now of IRS deception, robbery, slavery. Step number three, I'm going to jump forward to you, folks. It's very critical that you get step three. This cartoon says it all. IRS is the Wizard of Oz, deceiving you, Dorothy, and the other taxpayers that you must file your taxes or else. File the 1040 income tax confession from, oh, you'll be in trouble. And they're all scared. It's a myth. It is the true Wizard of Oz. Here's the IRS with a bunch of lazy, unmotivated, poorly trained employees with 1960s computer COBOL technology, antiquated, with huge backlog of papers, okay? And they want to, the media pretends that you're weak and they're strong. The same media, like even the Corona hoax, Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, January 6th insurrection hoax, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction hoax, the same media has been deceiving people that you're weak and all these lies, government's powerful. That's to tell you about the IRS. IRS is actually weak, folks. You are strong. I am strong, folks. I have not filed an income tax confession trap form since 1993. I'm free as a bird. IRS has attacked me, and I beat them in their own tax court. If I can do it, folks, so can you. And I want to help you, folks. Yes, we got to together stop supporting these criminals. Go to livefreenow.org, Free of Lawsuits website, and stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp. Yes, quit giving your money to these criminals, okay? Take these seven steps to live free now of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Folks, this is a plan to restore freedom. Free of Lawsuits to restore freedom plan that you all can join, you all can afford, okay? And some of you, if you can't pay nothing, I'll take you. Yes. And I'll give you unlimited consultation, unlimited support from the IRS. I'll pay the attorneys. I'll pay any professional needed to give you free when you stop supporting the swamp. We are our Congress members. We confront them with the criminality of the government, the IRS, and demand answers, which is your right and your duty as Americans. Folks, I come from Iran. They used to kidnap people and torture people, you know, and execute you summarily with no jury trial. Where I came from, on the Shah's regime, the king, in 1960s and 70s. Yes, he was installed by the CIA, by the way. If you don't do anything right now, that's what's going to happen here. I'm fighting here for my freedom and my family and your family and you and all Americans. Let's join hands. The hour is late, but not too late. As long as we have our First Amendment guaranteed rights of free speech, associate, press, and publish stuff like this, discuss it, write to our Congress members to clean up the government, okay? We can take this country back. All it takes is we all work together. Join our Restore Freedom Plan at livefreedom.org. Check it out right there, folks, and call us. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to help you at 813-444-4800. So go to livefreedom.org now, or defundfedgov.org now. Take your steps to return yourself and America to freedom and prosperity. Okay. Now, the short videos. This has been longer than I wanted, but oh well. It's what it is, right? You can't get it perfect, folks. And, okay. Now, I'm going to do a short version on this, right? Well, the short version of this is going to be real quick. 12 minutes, 51 seconds was the length of this one. That was the full topic. I'm going to do a real short one. I won't even have hardly any of these things on there. Okay? Because it's short. I have to do it probably a couple times just to get it right. Is it about the time, please? I'm going to shoot for 50 seconds. Okay? These are for the quick ones. Get the... Yeah. Okay, ready? That don't have time. Yeah, I'm just going to say about that. Yeah. Did you hear that IRS is about to get money from Congress to hire 87,000 new agents? Well, guess what, folks? That's nothing. These guys are nothing. I have not paid income tax for over 29 years with the IRS. Yes, I'm the president of Freedom Law School at livefreedom.org. This will not change nothing. These guys are falling apart. They're a bunch of incompetents. This money's over 10 years going to get. The IRS is imploding from the inside with half of them retiring in the next 5 years. Don't be afraid. Yes, this is propaganda on the corrupt mainstream media. Don't worry about it. Go to livefreenow.org and defund the criminal federal government. Stop voluntarily paying the money. Go to livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org now. Okay. Cool. How was it? How did it sound, guys? Can I do it again? One more? Any suggestions? Slow down a little bit. Okay. Okay. Slow down and don't have a repetition. Yeah, I agree. I think that's why we did more than once, folks. Okay. All right. Yep. No, zero it out, please. Now I'm zeroed out. Yes. Did you hear in the news that Congress is funding the IRS with 87,000 new agents? Are you afraid? You shouldn't be. That money is coming to the IRS over 10 years because in the next 5 years, half of IRS employees are expected to retire. These guys are falling apart, folks. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS. If you go to our website, livefreedom.org, you'll see more on our YouTube channel. Watch this video. Yes. And folks, go to livefreedom.org or defundfedgov.org, and I will show you not to be afraid of the IRS. Like me, I have not filed income tax for 29 years, and I'm free, and so can you. Go to livefreedom.org or defundfedgov.org now. Just under 1 minute. One more time. Okay, one more time. All right, here we go. I'm ready. Did you hear in the news that the IRS is being funded to hire 87,000 new agents? And you're wondering how it may affect you? Well, let me tell you this, folks. I, Taimon, president of Freedom Law School, I'm not on paid any income tax for 29 years, and I'm free as a bird. These guys are a bunch of propaganda, liars, deceivers. This money is going to IRS over 10 years. only 8,700 per year, and half the IRS employees are retiring in the next 5 years. Go to livefreenow.org, defundfedgov.org, and stop funding your enemies in the U.S. government. Defundfedgov.org and livefreenow.org. All right. Almost better? Okay. Now we go to a short one on Trump, and then we're going to go to questions and answers, right? Okay. All right. How about if let me take a short break, guys. Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back. I'll take a short break. I'll be back in about a minute, folks, and we continue on, okay? Okay, folks, thank you for your patience and your support of Freedom Law School. I'm going to now do a summary on the Trump rate situation, and then they come back to this, okay? All right. All right. The short video is going to be very short, right? Yeah, 1 minute. Yeah, under 1 minute. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay. Yeah, let's do 1 minute. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I do got to mention to watch the well, I guess I got to set up to our website or the link to the video below, right? I didn't do that. Maybe you can put it on the video on the bottom. Hey, just go to this for the longer video on the topic. Can you put it on there? That's probably the way to go. All right? Yeah. Because the 1 minute one is so short, you got to put it in the description and something like that. Okay. All right. Do you have the time, please? Thank you. Let's start. Was the raid on Trump's home in Florida on August 8, 2022 a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I tell you what, it was a bad thing, but it was also a great thing because it exposed how criminal the United States government is, how out of control they are, the FBI, CIA, NSA, and the U.S. Department of Injustice. These criminals have shown their hands. This has been going on this way for decades. We are funding our enemies in the U.S. government. I'm not paying income tax for over 29 years. IRS knows about it. I'm fighting them. As Freedom Law School, go to our website at livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org for freedom now. How was it? Any suggestion or improvement for a second time? Was that good the way it was? It was good, no need to repeat? Should we do a second one? You know that we put it on two different times. Yeah? Okay, I guess we'll leave it alone, go to questions then, right? Okay, if you guys think that was good the way it was, we'll leave it short. And so I guess we put below my on my chest, I guess, we're going to put the go to for more details website, all that stuff on there, right, so people can see. We have to edit the video, I guess, somehow, and then put it up. All right, we'll talk about it later. Okay. All right, folks, I'm going to go to your questions, which is my pleasure because I am so busy. I got a little delay on my audio here, by the way. Yeah, it's pretty loud, too. I'm going to turn it down a little bit and see if that helps. But the delay is there, guys. I'm not sure. Yeah. Did you guys do something about the delay? I'm going to keep checking on it. Folks, I work with my staff here. I can hear myself like maybe up to 6 seconds later. You guys want to come check it out? Go right here. Yeah, here we go. Okay, now I don't hear myself anymore. So I think we can fix it. Yeah, like 7 seconds later, it's a delay still. I hear myself with a delay again now. We got a little delay going in the audio, folks, and that's going to mess things up. We may have to have you guys ask the questions, and my help will, I can hear it, and I may have to summarize your questions for the rest of the audience and then answer your questions. So we will wait, give it a little time to us help to fix that. Oh, by the way, I want to mention Restore Freedom Plan or Freedom Law School. Restore Freedom Plan. It's the way to defund the enemies, the U.S. government, and fund the freedom movement the same way the founding fathers of America did. This is their blueprint. They filed a petition to the King of England and said, hey, you're doing injustice. You're doing wrong. You need to straighten it up. After repeated ignoring of the people, that is what led to the American Revolution. We still got it. I'll let you know if the delay stops. Okay? So the process of writing petitions to congressmen to expose the criminality and ask them to fix it. What happened right now at Trump's raid in his house is absolute total criminality. Well, that's why I called the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, U.S. Department of Injustice. They've been doing like this for many, many decades, well over 60 years. DOJ, CIA, and FBI, get out of control. Realize how criminal these guys are. I knew about it, but many Americans did not. Raid on Donald Trump's home was showing people we got to stop these criminals. The video audio stopped, by the way. It's delayed again when it started again. So Restore Freedom Plan, I made it so that everybody could afford it. If there's a standard price that's going to go up October 1st, so join now if you want. Take advantage of that. But if you're lower income, the Restore Freedom Plan will always be lowered in membership costs so every one of you can afford to join. I had a 78-year-old guy on Social Security, you know, and $1,500 a month he lives on. I told him, you can join. No charge. I'll defend you against the IRS. Unlimited consultation. I'll pay the lawyers, whatever it takes. It'll be done for you if they're... Go out there and tell other people about us. Promote us. Go in front of supermarkets. Pass out our flyers. But we keep in one of our flyers, guys. I want to show up the new flyer, guys, that we have. Okay? The delay is not still there. Looks like we may have to go without that. I may have to use my help summarizing your questions. I'll read it to me. I'll hear it, and I'll summarize it for you guys and answer it. What's that? We need a few more minutes because we gotta get rid of that. Okay. Yes, here we go. Okay, yeah. Take this out, folks. This is our new brochure. Yep. Live Free Now with Freedom Law School. Here it is, the 7 steps to live free of IRS deception. Robbery, slavery is right here. Number one, there's no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax, right? Step 2, right? You think filing a 1040 income tax confession form is the smartest, safest way to keep the IRS from hurting you? The opposite is true. They got to go to our website for the proof. Next step, seeing IRS is a bunch of Wizard of Oz. Step 4, okay, is I beat them and so can you, my friend. Step 5, ask questions, Congress. Only pay income tax if you write to them and they show you the law that requires you to file income tax. That's it. You know, I mean, you pay income tax if they can show you what law requires you to file income tax, right? You're calling me to the phone. Okay, all right, we're going to use the phone then. All right, step six is a Restore Freedom plan with a $70 million guarantee. $1 million I'll reimburse you if within 7 years IRS by levy takes any of your assets. Every year has a separate seven-year million-dollar guarantee. And then you can get paid, folks. Yes, get paid big. And they join our Restore Freedom plan. So, folks, call us. We'll mail you these brochures to you. Hand it out to other people. Educate them. No, this couple called me today. Said, hey, Mom, we owe the IRS and estate about $200,000. These tax preparers have been doing this under year after year. I just came across you because somebody told me about you. I wish I known about you sooner. The taxes they owe is because the accountant, Leach, they tell to pay me and file even though they have no money to pay the IRS. Confess you owe the IRS money and pay me for that confession even though you cannot afford to pay these taxes for your child's medical bills. Folks, there are a lot of people like that waiting for you to tell them about Freedom Law School, okay? Don't worry about the negative, scared people. Oh, I'm afraid. Go to the next person and the next person and the next person. Give them a chance. They're waiting for you, like this couple call I talked to today. Tell them the truth and show them a path to peace, freedom, prosperity, okay, that they deserve to have. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take your question on the phone, okay, on Blog Talk Radio. So you guys can hear me on Blog Talk Radio. If you, are they going to hear me on here also or just on Blog Talk Radio, guys? Okay, you guys hear me on live stream on Blog Talk. Okay, very good. So let's make a list of callers. Okay, with telephone area codes, I'm going to list. Then I will come back and ask your questions, answer questions one person at a time. So who? What area code callers do we have? 262 area code caller. You're live, my friend. For privacy, give me only your first name. How you heard about us. And then your question, please. The caller from area code 262, you are live.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Federico. I have a question. What is the procedure to file a lawsuit against the IRS?
Well, you could file a procedure in any court, but that's a different question than winning it because it's extremely difficult to sue the IRS, almost impossible. There are very narrow circumstances that allow you to sue the IRS. Sorry, IPSG has tried that, but you cannot do that, Federico. Okay, what is your issue? Maybe I can help you with it.
Well, you already did, but I still get keep getting letters.
Letters? Folks, 99%+ of IRS letters are simply dumb computer-generated letters.
Right.
You're not some agent watching you, oh, hey, I'm going to go after Federico. No.
Uh-huh.
It's a dumb computer, and the signature is a phony computer signature of the computer programmer. So don't worry about those first-class letters. They don't mean nothing. Okay?
Anything
else I can help you with?
That's it. Thank you, Palin.
What you want, Federico, is join Restore Freedom Plan so I can continue to support you. Give you unlimited consultation, support, preparation, do the right things, and avoid the mistakes that most people make so you can live free now. All right, my friend?
Yes. Okay, thank you, Pam.
You're welcome. Do you have any other callers, guys? No more callers. Okay. Well, very well, folks. I'm going to hang up on the Blog Talk Radio. Actually, I'm going to put the phone aside. If another caller comes, let me know.
to remember, folks, what you want to do is to go to our website, livefreenow.org. Okay? You can stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp. Okay? There's criminals in Washington, D.C. You've been voluntarily.
Hey, now make voluntarily red, guys. Not that we'll stop. Okay? Take the 77 steps to live free now of virus deception, robbery, and slavery, folks, and restore freedom for yourself, your family, your community, your church, and all of America. I give you all my love and remind you this was no accident that you watched this presentation. You were meant to live free. So continue your journey forward. Freedom now at livefreenow.org. All right. Block Talk is hung up with. What do you guys think?